Hello, testing. Ha, hello. Okay, so today is Thursday, if you didn't know that, which I think you do. And I gotta start my music up. Whoa, God, okay. It's not plugged in yet, hold on. Carry on. Okay. Hello. Ah, there it is. Okay. Well, I'm back. You're back. My song's playing. It's Thursday, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Tinsel Talk, which is on every Thursday at 7, even next week, even though I have finals. But after that, it's not going to happen. And today, we have a very special guest. It is my roommate. I don't have a DJ name for her, so I'm just going to call her Cassandra. You can say hi now.
Hi.
Louder. Talk in the microphone.
Hi.
Okay. Got to turn levels, correct? Anyways, so while you enjoy the song and I talk over, today we will be talking about movies, and movies that I have seen and Cassandra has seen and that we have both seen. And then we will be talking about TV shows. That's kind of loud in the background, distracting from my beautiful voice. And so we're talking about TV shows, mainly, yeah, just TV shows. I was going to say mainly X Factor, but I actually have more stuff today. And then, of course, always beautiful celebrity gossip. And that will be back right after I finish this song. So have fun with this. Back again after that short musical break. And on to our first subject, movies. So I should stop saying so and stop smacking my lips like a ghetto girl. I don't know what happens. It just ghetto comes out of me sometimes. It's my natural birthright. Oh, you said laugh really loud. It's okay, though. It's okay. You laugh loud. You have a loud laugh. I had to stop myself from smacking my lips. Okay. Twilight came out. When did it come out?
The 16th.
16th. Good thing you're here, Mom.
I
she's
try.
Not my mom, but she's just my roommate. She's not even old enough to be my mom. My mom's actually at home listening, probably.
I'm younger.
And she is younger than me.
I don't know how that would work.
I don't either. I should stop saying that again. Twilight, 16th. So we went and saw it. Ew, I mean, I saw it over a break. I didn't see it before then. I didn't go see it twice. Got me. I saw it twice. I just wasn't going to tell my mom that because then she would be like, oh, you don't need to see that movie twice, because she always does that to me. Even though I like to see movies twice, Mom. Twilight. So I liked it, even though I always bag on Twilight. Did you like it?
I did. It was really good.
What did you think of it?
It left a hole in my heart.
Why?
Because it ended, and it was like, I didn't really like it. It wasn't my favorite movie, but it ended and it left a hole in my heart. It's weird to say, but it did.
No. That plot twist, I was like crying. Just in the crowd, and I was like, don't even look over here. I was like, pull yourself
I
together.
Heard her.
No, you didn't. I had to tell you afterwards. Don't even lie.
It's not a lie.
I had to tell you that. I had to, like, oh yeah, I was bawling in the theater. And I was just like, this did not happen in the books. I was like, time out. I got a little ghetto in the theater. But there's a total plot twist. It was so good. Ugh. And that's coming from me, and I don't always bag on Twilight. I try to make myself sound really cool. Like, I always bag on Twilight. I'm way cooler than that. I don't always bag on Twilight, but when I do, I do. what else is there to say? There should be another series.
Yeah, I agree.
Hopefully Stephanie Meyer wouldn't write this. I mean, she can, like, have some input, but clearly, I don't know. I think she sucks now. That's critical because I still love her. But, the series. Right, back on track. It should be with Jacob and Renesmee, which, first off, who names her kid Renesmee? That's an ugly name.
Edward.
No, actually, Bella picked it out. If you read the books.
I didn't.
I know.
Obviously.
I know. Obviously. So then we saw Silver Lining Playbook. See, it was the 21st. They came out the 21st, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So that
did.
Was the day before
break.
Thanksgiving break. I was trying to think of Thanksgiving, okay? I knew break, okay? And it was between Red Dawn and Silver Lining Playbook. And I didn't really want to see Red Dawn. But this chick over here wanted to see Red Dawn. So I was like, hey, I want to go see Silver Lining Playbook. And then she's like, yeah, the more I see the previews, the more I want to watch it. So good. Jennifer Lawrence did such a good job. Her character Tiffany is, like, amazing. I feel like that's kind of everyone in a way. Everyone's a little crazy. Maybe not a sex addict, but crazy.
Crazy in their own little way.
Yep. I think that's what kind of the movie was supposed to show. It was good, though.
It was very good.
I liked it a lot. I don't know if it was heart... No, it wasn't really... Was it heartwarming? Did your heart warm?
No.
Mine didn't either, but it was good. I felt like I should have said it was heartwarming, but then I was like, is it really heartwarming? And then Skyfall was super good. Like, I've never even seen a James Bond movie, and I guess I should have seen at least Casino Royale before I went and saw Skyfall. But it was so good. And I was, like, on the edge of my seat. Intense.
Ed Sheeran said it was the best James Bond movie.
That's because he's British, and just because James Bond is British, I feel like all British people are, like, have to say that it's good.
No, he said it was the best one thus far.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just like that it was the best movie ever, and
no.
I was like, I feel like he has to say that because he's British. They, like, sign a treaty in the beginning of life. I will always support any other British people. Except for the Wanted and the One Direction. They don't like each other, so they don't have to support
obviously.
Each other. And then Red Dawn. I didn't see this, so why don't you tell me about it?
It was really, really good. The main characters were played by Josh Hutcherson, my love.
Yeah, okay. That's why you haven't thrown off a cliff. Don't act like
don't
I don't
even
remember
start.
That. Don't
Anyways,
act like I don't remember it.
Josh Peck was in it, and Chris Hemsworth.
Hug me, brother. Sorry. I had to do that because of Josh Peck.
and some girls that weren't relevant.
Okay.
Anyways, it's about when Korea came and invaded.
I'm assuming North.
Yes, North Korea came to the United States and invaded. And Josh Peck and Chris Hemsworth are brothers in this movie.
Hug me, brother.
Drake Bell's not in the movie. Anyways, they made the movie.
They were in the movie, so clearly they helped make it. Go on, God. We only have an hour.
Anyways, it's a really good action-packed movie. There's some plot twists in it that I'm not going to mention.
Just mention them. No one actually gives a darn.
Chris Hemsworth dies.
Oh, God. I care about that one. He's so on.
Their dad dies.
Oh, I knew that was coming. So since I saw the preview.
The mayor dies.
Okay, I don't really care about him.
Russians come.
Oh, did they
support,
die?
No.
Oh.
They support the Koreans.
Oh, well, then they should die. Commies.
And in the end of the movie, I feel like they should have a sequel. But at the end of the movie, the teenagers rise above. They're called the Wolverines.
Did you know that Red Dawn is a remake?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, just making sure, because then that means they probably will have another one.
Well, they should.
They probably will.
The original was made in 84. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, because I don't actually care.
Obviously.
Thank you.
Because you didn't see the movie with me.
Yeah, I didn't, because you went without me, actually.
I wanted to see it again.
But I didn't want to see it, but I was going to go with you, because I'm a good friend.
And yet we haven't, because you don't want to.
Yeah, I don't, because you already saw it.
I want to see it again.
Anyways, on to the next one. Flight. Talk. Go.
Oh, God. I'm never going on a plane.
That's a lie. You're going to have to eventually.
No.
Do you want to go to London? Do you want to go to the UK?
Yes.
Exactly.
I'll use a boat. Okay. Boat there.
Oh, you're boat people now.
Anyways, it's a really good movie. But if you see it, don't plan on going on a plane anytime soon.
I'm actually gonna go see it the day before I get on a plane now, just because you said that.
Okay, and let me know how that goes.
Oh, I will, and I'll have joy. I'll have fun. I'll be like, isn't it about a pilot that gets drunk?
Yes.
I'm gonna get drunk with that pilot.
And he's high on cocaine.
I'm kidding, Mom. I'm not gonna get drunk. I'm not old enough. It's a good thing no one can hear that. Is that all you had to say about it?
Yeah.
He's high on cocaine?
Yep.
Does he do it with Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan?
No, he does one of his flight attendants.
Oh, that slut.
And she dies.
Good. What a slutty flight attendant.
No, but she died trying to save a
boy. Because of AIDS. Oh.
No, no, this boy.
My plot twist.
Because they turn the plane over and try to land it correctly because they're going down. And so this boy, they're all strapped in, and he falls out of his seatbelt, and she notices, and then she crawls over to him and latches him back in, and then the plane crashes, and she's not...
That's why she should have just gone over the loudspeaker and said, excuse me, the seatbelt sign is on. Please stay in your seat.
He slipped out of his seatbelt because he's a little kid.
Well, that's his parents' problem.
Anyways.
Okay, so we're going to move on to watching TV. Okay. This is really exciting because I've been watching these videos all day.
Me too.
Okay, so I lost my script. Hold on. Okay. So on the X Factor UK, dun dun dun, it's top four. There's only four acts left, and Union J is one of them. And they were in the bottom two last week. Which was Saturday and Sunday, right?
Correct.
I don't know the days. I just watched the videos. Saturday and Sunday, they were in the bottom two, but they prevailed. Woo! And they're the last group standing. All the rest are
sitting.
Thank you. God, this is what I have to deal with all the time. Sitting? No, they're out, actually. They're lying down. And so I have this wonderful clip of Union J singing a song from ABBA, and I loved it so much that I'm playing it for you guys here. It's not very long, though, so I'm not counting this as a musical break. I'm just waiting for it to load, actually, right now. So I'm just going to keep talking until it loads. Oh.
We gone through, though it's hurting me, now it's history. I've paid all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, standing strong beside the victory. That's our destiny. Woo! I was in your arms, thinking I belong there. I figured it made sense, building me a fence, building me.
If you didn't find that good, I don't know what is good then, because that was good, and I hope they win. Oh, I love them. I love them. Love them, love them, love them.
Do you love them?
I love them. Good question.
Wasn't sure.
Okay, so that's that. Wonderful. Love them. And then, okay, on the US X Factor, I'm losing interest in this, honestly. I'm getting sick of some people. Okay, there's top six tonight. Whoa. Last week, Beatrice and Aaron went home. I'm glad Aaron went home because I'm a disbeliever in love. Kidding.
You should tell them the story behind that.
Okay, he has like some romance with another girl that's on the show, and then everyone's like, oh, we should keep him on because want their love flourish. And I was like, no, it's lame. Hate love.
Sums it up.
Pretty much. And this week, Paige needs to go home, and Demi Lovato needs to shut her mouth. I mean, okay, you didn't say anything last night when I asked you, but are you not agreeing with me? Like,
she was kind of obnoxious.
Kind of obnoxious. Like, she clearly has like the two worst talents up there, and she needs to get off of Simon's region and let him do his job. Like, he mentored One Direction and other groups. I don't have a good One Direction's enough, okay?
They like, are.
They're bigger than Demi Lovato is. I don't care if she's 20. I don't care if she's 20 and thinks she knows that what's cool. No. No, honey. You're not a good mentor. Stop talking. I only like two of the acts now. I'm over the rest. They can all just go home. And my two acts are Fifth Harmony and Emblem 3.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay, which one do you disagree with?
No, I like yours, but there's also other good talent on the show.
Okay, my problem with Tate, I know you like Tate.
I do like Tate.
Is that he's old.
So? Doesn't mean he's not talented.
No, I'm not saying he's not talented, but I'm saying, like, they're looking for someone with X Factor that can, like, go and top the charts. Like, he's too old. He's too old for that. like the music business is for the young now. Unless you start off young and you just stay in it until you're old. But that's my problem with him. Okay, turn my microphone.
She's against old people.
I am, okay.
He's not even old. He's like in his late 30s.
He is in his early 50s. No, he's not. Yes, he is. He's either in his late 40s or early 50s. Don't play like he's in his late 30s.
Okay, he's in his 40s, his early 40s. He has like a kid that's like 10.
Do you know how old my mom was when I was 10?
No.
I don't either.
Okay.
I'm not going to bust her out, but I feel like she's older than that. Oh, that was a terrible laugh, too. And then last night, Britney Spears released her new music video, and it sucked.
Agreed. They could have done so much more with that.
On my notes, do you see what it says? I sucked. It says the released video, and I sucked.
What?
Oh. This is a family show. I didn't suck anything. I meant to put it sucked. Because it did. It was terrible. God, it was stupid. On to the next. 2 and a Half Men. Angus Jones, which I didn't even know who that was.
It's the kid on the show.
I know who it is now.
I was telling them.
I think they know too.
Oh.
I mean, I know my mom knows at least. And I feel like she's the one that listens to this, so. Angus Jones was trashing the show. What did he say? It was filthy?
He called it filth.
Filth, not filthy. Sorry. And so he's going to leave.
After season 10.
Okay, after season 10 is over. And then Charlie Sheen wants him on his show.
Anger Management.
Right, not Arrested Development. And then the Janelle thing. Farrah and Janelle from Teen Mom, they're having like this feud over who has more plastic surgery and like how that's bad and like, I don't know, it's stupid. And then Farrah had the nerve just to be like, oh, there's a lot of teen moms on TV and they're all really stupid.
Like, she's one of them.
I know, like, you're stupid. Have you like not seen yourself or heard yourself talk? Like, you're dumb. But then, of course, I say that and then Janelle over here makes Farrah look like a genius.
She really does.
With her, she has some criminal records and she's on probation, but her probation will be lessened if she spends a few days in jail. And they gave her the few days that she could choose to go to jail for, and she cannot do it because she has second row seats to a Kesha concert. And she proceeded to tell everyone that Kesha is her idol. What an idol. What? Like, you like someone that wears trash bags? I guess I shouldn't bag on Kesha since I really like her new song. That's true. Janelle should wear trash bags. And be more classy.
She might. Off camera.
My eye itches, so just keep talking. I can't talk and itch my eye.
But you are.
Ew. What is that? Okay, wait. I gotta play this little... I should have loaded it before. Dang it. It's gonna be playing in the background. Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is the right song. It's not the right song. I want the... It's a Boy Meets World. I'm totally giving away my next topic, but... Boy Meets World. Okay. Okay, Boy Meets World is having a spinoff, and it's set to happen, and it's called Girl Meets World, and it's going to have Corey and Topanga's daughter, and none of the original cast besides Ben Savage and Danielle Fishel, I found out her last name, is supposed to be on it, and that means Corey and Topanga are also going to be on it, and then that's going to be their daughter, and none of the original cast is set to come back permanently, but they might have guest spots, and I found this out by Ryder Strong, stupid name I know, but he played Sean. And he like wrote a blog about it and how he was like happy for it and how it changed his life, the show did, not the spinoff. Spinoff hasn't happened. And yeah. That did you watch? I know you watched it, but I'm gonna ask you just for the sake of conversation here.
I did watch it. I grew up watching it actually.
Did you really?
Maybe.
I mean, because it was from 1993 to 2000. Did you watch it from 1993 to 2000? Don't say yes, because that would be a lie, because you did not watch it when you were 1 month old.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Aren't you cool?
I thought I am. Thank you. Thank you for telling the world.
I thought I had you on mute for a second. I was like, thank God.
Rude.
Okay, so.
This is what I have to live with.
Glory, that's what she has to live with. The winner takes it all. I should just be on X Factor.
You should.
Okay.
Next season.
Okay. Next topic. Teen Wolf. Cucaracha. Cucaracha. That's me celebrating because it's starting to film next Monday. And, okay. These people thought they were going to be hella clever. And they sent out this... They put on Tumblr, because I follow a lot of Teen Wolf blogs. They put on Tumblr this very pixelated pictures of the new casting. And they're like, oh, wait to see who's the new cast. Here's a sneak peek. Ha, you can't guess. It took people on Tumblr 10 minutes and they figured it out. They like depixelized it and figured out all four of the people in 10 minutes. Ha ha, Teen Wolf. Try again next time. I'm so excited because there's pictures from their table reading and just, and I don't think Dylan O'Brien's going to cut his hair this season. Yes. Glory. I'm so excited. No one even knows. Don't even look at me. I can see you judging me, Cassandra. Just don't look over here. I'm excited about Teen Wolf, okay? It's my show. Okay, I should really stop talking about Teen Wolf. Okay, this is by my brother's request. Whisker Wars on IFC is coming back for season 2. And me and my brother watched the first episode, and I'm pretty sure Jack Passion lost. Yeah, he lost. Jack Passion was the world beard champion 2 years in a row. And he has like this luscious beard. It's like gold coming out of his face. And he lost. And so he moved and he like had a existential breakdown and he started selling books. And he missed this competition and everyone was like, oh, is Jack Passion going to retire? And he's like, I think I'm going to retire, but nope. At the end of the episode, he decided he was going to come back. That's Whisker Wars. It's on like Fridays or something. It's definitely Fridays because I remember my brother was over Friday and that's when we watched it. It's so funny. Like they legit take their beards super seriously. It's their life. And this one guy had his beard dreaded. And this one guy, it's a different guy, not the dreaded beard guy. But they have this competition for freestyle. And he had his beard shaped as an octopus. So funny. IFC, if anyone has it. There's no comment over here from the peanut gallery. Don't even get up like that. Like you're going to get in my face about something. And seeing her movements, they were very threatening. Okay, Glee time. Last week was Amazeballs. That's amazing if you didn't know. And I have my notes here. The songs were good. The story was good. The Warblers were good. That's the competitive group that they're against. The friendships were good. The superheroes were good. There was good bro moments between Sam and Blaine. It was just so good. I loved every second of it, and I was super excited for it, and it did not let me down. And then Dark Side, because they sang Dark Side, the Warblers did. Well, Blaine and the Warblers. Blaine and the Pips. They sang Dark Side by Kelly Clarkson. It was so good. Kelly Clarkson. I said Kelly Clarkson. And then, and they did a fun cover at the end. And they were wearing these red shirts and then jeans. And it was parallel to seasons 1, Don't Stop Believing. It's kind of a parallel because they're starting over. It was good. It was very heartwarming.
So that was heartwarming and not the movie?
Excuse you? Was I asking you?
I was just asking.
Anyways, there's this character, Kitty. She looks 40, but she's not. And I don't understand her because she'll say things that are oh, I'll help you out with this. And then she gives this evil look when she's hugging the person. She's oh, she's going to totally backstab him. But then she doesn't. She's got weird faces. Okay, spoilers. I'm going through these fast because I'm not really into these spoilers this week. Kurt is going to call Blaine sometime within the next 2 episodes. Last year's cast coming back for tonight's episode. Quinn is going to get slapped in the face by Santana. They're going to sing Gangnam Style at sections. And then and I put WTF because why would they sing that? Like, that's a terrible song to sing. And I heard someone craps their pants on stage. And I'm thinking it's Marley since she has that whole eating disorder. And I'm going to skip this musical because musical. Musical interlude. And I'm going to start talking about celebrities. Did I miss anything? No, I didn't miss anything, did I?
No.
Okay, celebrities. Beyonce, the queen. That's my queen right there. She's going to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show. And she's also making a documentary of her life. You know who's going to watch that?
You.
This girl. Who has two thumbs going to watch the documentary of Beyonce. This girl. It would be better if you could see it, but you can't. But someone can, so.
I can. It was good.
Thanks. And Lindsay Lohan got arrested again. And because she, for assault. And it was after Justin Bieber concert, which actually I understand. Because I wanted to punch a few people in the face after the Justin Bieber concert. Oh, that was terrible afterwards. People are crazy. They will not let you like in the flow of traffic. And they try to like hit your car just because you won't let them in. It's weird. I don't know how to explain my experience there in a short time. But then I thought this was a really funny comeback, this witty comeback. It's not really comeback because I have comeback in the word, so I can't say that. It's a witty pun about her assault. It says the only comeback she is going to have is her fist coming back to someone's face. You know, she's like trying to make a comeback in her career. That was a play on that type of thing. I thought it was good.
I got it. I understood.
Thanks. Like someone understands me. Okay, so I guess Lindsay Lohan wants her own sitcom or reality show. I saw that in passing, which if she does, she has to give me half the profits because that was my idea, was it not? I've been talking about that. I talked about what did I say? I talked about that for 2 weeks straight that she should have her own show. Because how much fun would that be watching someone get like drunk? Drunk-faced. I was going to say another word, but I didn't. I corrected myself. Okay, there's a whole bunch of people that are prego. That's pregnant, if you didn't know. That rhymed, too. Such a poet, I didn't know it. Kate Middleton, she's showing a little baby bump, maybe? I don't know, she could be bloated, honestly. Like, they need to leave her alone. They're always like, she's pregnant. No, it's just bloat. It's once a month, okay? And K-Stu, which is Kristen Stewart. Okay, we're walking in Safeway. It was Safeway, actually, because we were looking at the One Direction magazines in Safeway.
Oh, okay.
And that was when we were buying...
I remember that.
Yeah, see? Safeway.
Okay, yes,
we were buying water.
Yes.
Were we?
Yes. And you got that huge jug.
My jug.
Little bottles are too mainstream.
My huge jug of water. So Safeway, we go direct to the magazines and we're looking for the One Direction magazines with the covers.
Teen Vogue
with One Direction on the covers. And then we turn and we see this one. It's like K-Stu, Prego, and it's Rob's. But I have a theory. It's not Rob's. She's just saying it's Rob's. But it's that other guy that she cheated on him with. That's my... putting money down. If she's pregnant, it's not Rob's. And it's so happy, huh? And they're like kind of perfect for each other. They have like disdain for everything, like both of them, like they hate kind of everything. Is that just me that sees that?
You're correct.
I had to move the mic down.
She used her nose.
And you don't have to tell people. God, I sound weird. Thinking boogers are on this mic, but there's not. I picked my nose before I did that. Not kidding. and Jessica Simpson's pregnant again. And me and this chick over here, I feel uncomfortable saying your real name on the radio. This chick over here.
Thanks.
Not that it's not a nice name. I'm just saying, don't want people stalking you. Chick here, watching TMZ last night. And they're talking about how Jessica Simpson is pregnant again, and so she might lose her endorsement for Weight Watchers. And they're like really bagging on her. But I mean, if she wants to have another kid, Why can't she have another kid? It's her body. I mean, yes, she did confuse chicken with tuna, but I mean, I think she can have another baby if she wants another baby. Nothing from the peanut gallery?
Nope, not this time.
That's a first. If I had like $100 for every time that happened, I'd only have $100.
At least to have something, right?
Yeah. Or is that a comment about how alone I am? No,
maybe.
unamused. Gwen Stefani's husband, his name is Gavin something. I used to have a song on my iPod, but I totally forgot who he was. I'm going to totally take a musical break after this, but ew, I totally lost my spot. Gavin, whatever his face is, that's what I put in my notes. That's her husband, and he was photographed. I thought this was clever of me. I'm totally going to take credit for this. He was photographed. I did put graph. Photographed grabbing up on their nanny's fanny. So, yeah, he was like, I don't know why they were hiking together with the kids, but he was just like up on her butt. I don't know. I didn't like it.
Maybe he was trying to hold her up from falling.
He can grab her elbows. Okay.
Her butt was closer.
And it's also inappropriate when you're married and have like three kids or something like that.
Just that trying to give him the benefit of the
don't
doubt.
Give him a benefit of doubt. If he's a cheater, he's a cheater. God. This lady over here. What song should I play? Should I play Kesha's song? No. Monsters. This. No, you don't. I'll play this one. This is a good song. This, okay, so it's a shorter song. Oh man, I totally have to burp, so I'm gonna play it now. Ooh, I just did it into the microphone, that's gross.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. But I can write.
The Lumineers with Ho Hey, and that song is Cracker Jacks. That song was in Silver Lion Playbook, wasn't it?
Yes, it was in the trailer.
Thank you. You just sound like really like informative. Yes, it was in the trailer.
Didn't mean to sound like that.
Talk into the microphone. My God. I mean, my gosh. I don't use his name in vain. So Catching Fire has begun filming, and there's pictures all over the internet. And since you're the big fan over here, what do you think about this?
They're nice pictures. I'm excited. I can't wait till 2013 when it comes out.
Are you saying they're only nice pictures because Josh Hutcherson is in a very tight suit?
Possibly.
That's a yes.
It looks really good, though.
Okay, and then like I just kept seeing this thing about this kid Austin Mahone and how he cut his hair, and I didn't know who he was. And my note says, "Who is he? Isn't he 10?" I feel like that's just the age I pick when I don't know their age and they look young. Do you know how old he is?
16.
He's 10.
He's really 16.
No, he's really 10. Who are you going to believe? The person that's always on the radio or the person that's the first time on the radio?
I'm misinformative, though.
No, you're not. You're misinformative. You miss the information.
Good comeback.
I know. Okay. On this news thing I was reading, it says Christina Aguilera was spotted with her boyfriend at Disneyland. That was like the headline. And then you scroll down and there's a picture of her and this little boy, and he's like legit 8. Like, I'm not even being sarcastic like I was with the Austin Mahone thing. Mahone. No, like it was a little kid. Like, he was sitting on her lap and everything. And I was like, okay, maybe that's her like boyfriend's kid. But then I was scrolling down and it never mentioned the kid's name. And, like, never mentioned that it was, like, her boyfriend's kid. So I'm pretty sure that's her boyfriend. And that's really awkward. And then, oh, that's it. That's all, that's all my story. That was the story I was talking about. Okay, ooh. My tooth just hit the windscreen. Justin and Selena are back together.
Woohoo.
But she was laying down the laws. She said that there's no girls in the hotel room. And then he has to see her at... Once
every 2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks, or it's over for good.
And she's also jealous of his shirtless Instagram photos.
So people say. Anyways, that's stupid. Go on, Selena. I mean, come on, Justin, too. Like, it's over. Just be over with. I'm over it. I was like, ooh, they broke up. How awesome. I mean, heartbreaking for them. No. But I'm over it now. Just break up or be together. Stop. I don't care about your guys' relationship anymore.
I'm kind of done with it, too.
Right? It's annoying. Like,
it's very annoying because it's all over the news. It's like, who cares?
Exactly. Like, just break up or stay together. Like, either one. Stop going back and forth. God. And, like, why? I don't know why he's letting her lay down all these laws. First off, they're common laws. Like, he shouldn't be hanging out with girls in the first place.
Especially in the hotel room.
Exactly. That's sketchy. But then this whole, like, you have to see me once every 2 weeks. Like, don't be anyone's...
You know what.
Yeah. Don't. You're Justin Bieber. Like, you don't need that. You can get any girl. I know a girl that would be that would do anything for you. Her name's Kim. Burley Wiseman.
I hope she's listening.
She's not. I've never told her about the show. Just in case I did talk anything about Justin Bieber, she went kill me. I'm just sick of it. Like, I never thought Justin Bieber would be those type of people that, like, bow down to anyone. But he is, clearly. He is whipped. And a certain body part whipped.
That laugh was evil.
Okay, so what do you think about Selena? Whose side are you on, Justin or Selena?
Honestly, at this point, I'm not on any of their sides because Justin is whipped and he just needs to get over her.
I know, you're Justin Bieber, my God.
She uses them.
She does.
Like she uses them.
She will be on to the next as soon as he is not as famous as he is now, which might never be, but he could just get more famous. Oh, I just see like this. I like pictured him like actually getting bigger as he gets famous and eventually be like Godzilla and just like, ah, baby, stomping through a city. I think maybe I'm the only one that pictured that though.
No, now I'm picturing it now.
He's just like, baby, if I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. Okay. I'm on Justin's side. Maybe that's just because, I don't know. I'm just on Justin's side. I shouldn't be. I know in reality he's at fault too, but
I'm more on Justin's side.
But dang it, he doesn't need a woman. Why can't he just love himself? So why can't he be happy alone so he can be happy with someone else? Do you understand? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you gotta be happy by yourself, with yourself, in order to be happy with someone else. And he's not at that point yet. God. Just, I want to shake his shoulder. Just, what are you doing, Justin? But then I'd be arrested. And probably punched. It was the same thing with the Harry Styles thing I was talking about, remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll probably be punched. Or arrested. Or both. Most likely both. Okay, so this might be a long topic because there's two of us in the room now. It's about One Direction. And I could talk forever about it, and then this girl can talk forever about it, and then together we can talk literally eternity about it.
We could.
You should see our room. So there are NMSG concerts on Monday, and I put a sad face because we can't be there because we didn't win tickets.
That is a sad face. That's a major sad face, not just a regular sad face.
But then, gossip on the internet, there's supposed to be big stuff happening on MSG on Monday, the storm. So I'll give background information, and then I'll just let this chick over here tell you everything else, because it's funny. Okay. So I was on Tumblr, and I typed in, because you can track certain subjects. And I went into the track tag for Harry Styles, and I saw this thing about some Mr. X. And I was like, Mr. X, what? And so then I, like, click on other things about Mr. X, and this person is, like, going around saying, like, the storm is coming and, like, something is going to happen at the One Direction concert that's going to change basically everything about One Direction. And it's, like, they're really cryptic messages. One was, like, five angels will descend over a village. Four will rise and one will fall heartbroken with the villagers. And I was like, what? I was intrigued. I, like, literally looked it up for 2 days straight, like, reading these cryptic messages. They're really creepy. I'm sure there's nothing actually going to happen. The only thing that might happen is they might change management. But that's it. Not that big of a deal. But this person is, like, crazy. And, okay, so I obviously, since I'm roommates with this girl, I told her about this, and we were, like, looking it up, and this is what she does. Go take the story away. She is going to hell just for messing with little girls. But go ahead.
Okay, so there's this online chat thing called Omegle. And this is where all the pictures came from, where Mr. X was telling everybody
there
these messages.
There were pictures of conversations.
Yeah. And so I figured, what if I go on there and act like I'm Mr. X?
Side note, on Omegle, like, it's literally says stranger in you. You don't give any information, so there's no way they can find out if it's you, and you have no way of finding out who you're talking to.
So I thought it would be funny to act like I'm Mr. X. So my first conversation, they believed me. Actually, I had multiple conversations, and I would just tell them exactly what I found on Tumblr and what she found out on Tumblr. And some of them had these really long theories of what would happen. And some of them, because at one point I gave them times at certain songs that One Direction sings, and one person made out a whole message that what it was supposed to mean. And I don't know. It's really funny what people believe and how. Oh, and at one point last night, actually.
Could you hear that? I was like trying to get away from the microphone.
Anyways, last night I was like, okay, well, since people know it's not on Omegle and it was started on Tumblr and Mr. X doesn't go on Omegle, do people still believe he goes on Omegle? So I was like, I'm going to pretend like I'm Mr. X again.
See, she's going to hell. She's messing with, like, 13 and 14-year-old girls' emotions, okay?
And at one point, I'm like, okay, I have to pretend I'm somebody that they know. And I was like,
because these girls ask how they know this thing. They're like, how do you know what's going to happen?
Yeah. And so I'm like, I was there from the beginning. I made them. And they're like, so you're Simon? And I'm
Simon
like,
Cowell.
Yes. Yes, I am. And they totally believed me at first. I had them going. And
so she's going to hell. She's totally going to hell. These are like 13, 14-year-old girl, emotional girls. And she's telling them that their like idols are going to like... She at one point got this girl to be like, is Zayn going to die? Am I going to die?
She like, totally thought she was going to die. Why and would I didn't you even die? Mention that she was going to die.
She didn't mention anyone
I
dying.
Didn't, no, I didn't mention anybody was dying. And they
she freaked out.
Yes. Yeah, am I going to die? She freaked out.
She's like, but it's my birthday. So funny. And then I went back on. I was like in class when she was doing these. And I came back from class and I go on Tumblr again. And I go into this tag for Mr. X, and like I see people talking about her conversation. Like there's stuff that she says word for word that she made up, and it's on Tumblr. And I was just like, oh my gosh, these girls, they're
I'm
like crazy.
The world.
It's so funny. God, I love One Direction, but some of their fans are stupid. I'm not one of them. I'm the smart
they
one.
They believe everybody.
They do though.
And everything.
Oh, that was hilarious. That was like the best 2 days of my life.
I think I might try again tonight.
Going to hell. I mean, I will be there with you for other things. Were you guys talking about... No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's a long story I'm not going to get into. So that was that. And then, okay, they're going to be on... I didn't even tell... I don't know if you know this, but I didn't tell you this. You could have seen it online since you know a lot about One Direction too. They're going to be on The Late Show.
I saw that.
Oh, dang it. I was hoping you didn't see it. On December 7th. We're gonna have to watch that.
Yes. Friday.
Yes.
Before we leave.
Yes. And they won a Best Artist Award in Australia. And they won a Bambi Award. I don't know what a Bambi Award is.
Niall won that.
No, the One Direction won that.
Oh, Niall on Instagram said he won it.
Well, he is a credit taker then because they all won it. What would he have simply... What would he individually have won it for?
I don't know. I'm just saying that... He said that he won it, not One Direction.
Are you sure it's the real
yes.
Niall?
It's the one you follow.
Okay. Because I follow the real one.
And I do too.
Now?
No.
Yeah, because you were following that fake one before, and I was like, no, Lou Tisdale doesn't follow him. Anyways. And then, okay, so me and this chick over here had that whole idea with Haler. Yeah, it is how they call him. Harry and Taylor Swift going out, and then he was in LA with her and holding her hand, throwing her over his shoulder, da da da. People saying they're going out, and then in an interview he's like, nope, single. Okay, well he didn't say single Pringle, Niall did, but they were saying that he was single, and he was like, yep, single. I don't believe you for a second. If you would have gone back to London, I would have believed you, but you went to LA to see her. Sorry, don't believe you. You're just. Lion den. And then okay, this is just a topic, a trend that I've seen, that many celebrity girls tend to find Zayn Malik the best looking of One Direction. I was expecting a comment from the peanut gallery.
I was gonna say he's fourth on my list, but
4 out of 5. Yeah, what is that? And they always have like Harry last. Excuse you, you should be slapped for that one.
They should be.
I mean, I understand if he's not first. I mean, actually, I don't understand if he's not first, but I know people where he's not first, but last?
He's not first on my list.
I know, okay? He's third. I know your list.
I'm glad.
And, yeah, so, do you have anything else to say about One Direction?
They're awesome.
Okay, let's not be lame. I meant real stuff to say. Awkward silence. That's dead air, and that's bad. If you didn't know that. So that's why I'm going to just keep talking until you find out something to say. Anyways, my list. Ooh, this is actually a tough one. It's Harry first, obviously. Like, he's way above the rest of them. And then it's Louis's butt.
Just his butt, not him. His personality is pretty good, too.
I'm getting there.
Oh.
His butt. And then Niall. No, and then Louis, and then Niall. And then... Oh, I don't know. And then Liam and Zayn are kind of tied. Well, yeah, I just can't choose.
Well, my list is...
I already know your list is Louis, Niall, Harry, Zayn, Liam. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, you are.
She's not even able to tell who Louis was, first off. And now she's like, oh, all about Louis.
I knew there was a Louis and Liam, but I couldn't tell them apart, which I don't understand how.
And now they're the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yes, they are.
Okay, well, that was my One Direction news. And now, Demi Lovato got a new tattoo. And I'm just, she's stupid. She's getting on my nerves big time. Because she was just complaining about how she had too many tattoos and how she wants to get some of them removed. And then she gets a new one. What was it?
On her forearm.
Oh, the birds. The ugly birds.
She has Faith. And then she got Kat Von D to tattoo.
Kat Von D.
That's what I said.
You said Kate.
I meant Kat.
Well, what you meant and what you said are two different things.
Anyways, she had her tattoo like doves, I guess.
They're ugly.
I mean, what? I don't know.
Ugly.
That's her opinion.
You said they weren't that good looking either.
I've seen more recent pictures when it wasn't all red because she just didn't get it and it looks better now.
The birds will fly. That was a Mr. X thing. Because some of them have birds tattooed on them, and then one of them has a cage, and they're like, oh, the birds will fly out of the cage. And people are like, oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
The cage loves the bird. The birds love the cage. The third party is upset.
Okay, Mr. X.
I try.
Okay, I'm going to... Okay, I always try to say that I don't like Kesha, but then... I'm, like, addicted to this song, so this is, and I'm signing out, too, so, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, this is DJLC, and this is Tinsel Talk, and I will be here next Thursday, and maybe this chick will be back, maybe not, depends on if I invite her, but this is Kesha Die Young, and it's about to play right now. It has a, like, quiet beginning.